He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice, it pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Some good stuff for you here on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got Nolan Cromwell. He is the Browns' new special assistant to the offense, brought aboard. His senior assistant, I should say, to the offense. He's been brought aboard. He's a former standout player. Was a defensive back. Very interesting story. Defensive back for the Los Angeles Rams, and then goes about that business and has an outstanding playing career. Does some coaching, though, mostly on the offensive side. You're going to hear about that transition and how he brings that defensive perspective to helping to guide the offense of this football team. It's a real interesting story, and he's an interesting guy. And we're going to hear from Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com, our good buddy. We talked with him at the Combine in Indianapolis. Lots of great stuff on free agency, on the draft, a lot of Browns perspectives from Alex. And then we've got a real special guy. He hails right down the road from Massillon, Ohio, George Whitfield. He's based in San Diego now, but he is a professional quarterback builder. That's what he calls himself. And he deals with top prospects that go into the draft. Worked with Cam Newton. You heard of that guy before the combine and draft a year ago. And Cam Newton, top overall pick of the draft. And this year, he's working with Andrew Luck. Yeah, he's been coaching that guy, again, on the finer points of quarterbacking. So we're going to have a visit with George and get his perspectives on, again, the college quarterbacks. We'll also talk with him about Robert Griffin III as well. All right, and that and much more is ahead as you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's Truck Month at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Big Horn package. It includes a 5.7-liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at 30. $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000 minus the auto show rebate, $3,000 cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today, 440-232-2121, and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. This offer ends February 29th.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, conversation with Nolan Cromwell, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very pleased to welcome to the show now the Browns' new senior assistant to the offense, Nolan Cromwell. Nolan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
It's great to have you, and great to have you aboard this Browns team. You bring certainly a lot of experience. It starts there as a former player and as someone who has also done some coaching before you got here as well. But let's start with this role. What exactly does it entail, and what are some of the things, your goals as far as what you want to bring to the Browns?
Well, I think I'm the senior assistant is I can have a chance to work with in the passing game primarily as the and then work with the receivers and really have a good chance to overall see what's going on in the offense. So I think I was with Pat in St. Louis, and
right.
I really understand what he's trying to get done, and I think I believe in the system that Pat is running, and which I've been in for just about my whole career. So I'm excited. You were just watching the cut-ups now and looking at what we did good, what we did bad, what we can improve on, and it's very evident that the holdout last year was, and trying to learn a new offense and get the little details of the offense. It's not just us, but it's everybody.
The lockout really made it different.
The lockout was a factor, and
yeah.
There's some little details that we'll clean, that should clean up very easily, and when the players really understand and have heard this installation over and over, then they will. It'll clear up pretty good.
And it's it sounds like very much a big picture perspective, Nolan, that you're bringing to this, right? Where you, as you said, you've been around that system for a long time, mm-hmm. and understand it, believe in it, but you lend your input to it in that it's sort of a I want to say 30,000 feet perspective, but certainly a little higher necessarily than the hands-on coaching of receivers or quarterbacks or.
I think as a position coach, you get so tied to your position that at times you lose the perspective of what's going on the whole picture, and being able to sit back and then being able to work with Mike and the receivers and even Steve and the tight ends and different things of that nature and maybe I'm able to free up and help them in an area that sometimes you just get stretched. You'd like to work, especially in the receivers. I know that sometimes you just want to take the X receivers and work a particular situation and a drill for a particular route.
Right.
That really doesn't pertain to a slot player or maybe to it's a specific route for X. And that way maybe I can take the other guys and work a combination of routes or something of that nature that frees up and we get more details and get things really cleaned up.
What's fascinating about you is your last role before arriving here was receivers coach with the Rams,
mm-hmm.
And did that from 2010 to 2011. Of course, in that 2010 season, Pat Shurmur was the offensive coordinator. And prior to that, offensive coordinator with Mike Sherman at Texas A&M, 08-09. Receivers coach with the Seahawks before that. Receivers coach with the Packers before that, and special teams coach with the Packers before that. And then starting, with your former NFL team as an assistant with the Rams. But all these stops are receivers, and then offensive coordinator. And you as a player made your mark in a very big way in this league as a defensive back, and as you know, one of the better defensive backs to play in the NFL. It's just interesting that your coaching career put you on the other side of the ball. Explain that transition.
It was the only job available at the time. You know, you can't be picky when no. I was in the Green Bay. We were coaching. I was coaching special teams, and I'll be very honest with you. The only way I could make more money would be to get a position coach. And so I told Mike Holmgren that if a position coach comes available, I would like to try it. And I said, both offense or defense, it doesn't, you know, wouldn't matter to me. And he looked at me kind of funny, and he goes, really? I said, well, actually, it happened the next year. Gil Haskell, who was the wide receivers coach, went to Carolina as the offensive coordinator.
Right.
And I got to become the wide receivers coach at that time. And gold.
All right, so the opening occurs, and again, it's one thing to say, hey, if anything opens up, but it's another thing to take a person with your background, especially as a player, and say, yeah, he'd make sense in that role. So it obviously makes sense because you've done it for a long time, and you've certainly done it well and had an accomplished career. But I'm just asking, do you flip your brain around? Because you could see it as a DB, there's a lot of things you see as a that the receiver should know.
Yeah, I think in the position that I was in, I think I could bring to light coverages, how techniques used, how they're what you expect in with a certain look by the safeties, let's say for the receivers or how the corners play in you, what they're trying to do, combination coverages and different ways. And I know what hurts a defense from the standpoint of the technique, the way you attack a certain thing. And
sure.
And I think I was able to bring that to my receivers more than maybe somebody that was on the offensive side. I had a pretty good understanding of the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, again, your credentials there are outstanding. You returned 37 interceptions for the Rams, the L.A. Rams then, franchise record 671 yards. You played in a Super Bowl. You were NFC Defensive Player of the Year 1980, four-time Pro Bowler, so a very accomplished playing career. We're visiting with Nolan Cromwell. He is the Browns' new senior assistant to the offense, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Nolan, you mentioned about knowing and understanding Pat's that offense that Pat Shurmur has brought here and believing in it and understanding it. Can you, as best as you can, explain just some of those components that you do really embrace and what people should sort of, people who are still trying to understand it and see it as fans, because it's still, you know, new, it's one season, and don't have anywhere remotely close to the grasp that you guys have, just explaining what are some of the key tenets to it.
Well, I really think it's a ball control offense, and I say quarterback friendly, but it's an offense that gives the quarterback a chance to throw the ball on rhythm. We don't want him holding the ball. He takes his normal drop, he takes a hitch, and he should know where he's going with the ball at that time. Sometimes it doesn't happen quite like that, but it's a rhythm passing, and that's why the receivers and quarterback have to be on the same clock in their heads. They've got to be knowing that, hey, this ball's coming out. I've got to be out of my route, and it takes a repetition to get that timing and rhythm down. So, but it's a ball control offense. Now we have shots that go deep. Sure, everybody has them. Why you sit there and run the ball or throw the ball? We love to mix them both. But for the quarterback, it's a quarterback friendly where he's got to be able to throw on the rhythm, and the responsibility for the quarterback is to make the right read, and the responsibility for the receivers to be in the right place at the right time. And that all is coordinated by the plays, and they're very specific.
When you've seen it run really well, give me a sense of like what you saw. So the visual is who at quarterback, like just remembering when you've seen it just operate at its prime efficiency. So.
Well, I felt it more than I probably read it when they have 49ers and Joe Montana when we were I was at the Rams and playing. He
being
was
on
such
the opposite
a rhythm
side.
Rhythm passer. You know you. And he distributed the ball everywhere. They had backs that would catch the ball, the receivers, tight ends. You had to cover everybody. And I think that's when you have the personnel that makes the defense defend everybody,
mm-hmm.
and the quarterback knows the plays and knows the offense well enough that he sees the picture and goes bang bang, and it's right there. Mm-hmm. It happens quick. A lot of times the ball is out, so the pass rush doesn't have a chance to get there. The offensive line don't have to extend, hold their blocks for a long, long time, and
right.
let the quarterback pat the ball. Not looking for that. We're looking to get the ball out on rhythm, to keep the chains moving, and then by formation and the things that we're doing, we're able to mix the runs in with that.
And as a day-to-day routine here, the people that you're around the most, I know you're kind of rubbing up against every area as your title specifies, senior assistant to the offense. So that's pretty broad-ranging. But I'm thinking, obviously, Brad Childress as offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, first and foremost, but Brad with him, and then probably Mark Whipple, the quarterback's mm-hmm. coach. I mean, you guys all sort of are in that same general area. Is that how it works? Do you sit in as groups with them, or do you go in individually and then speak as needed? How does it?
No. We're all sitting together watching the offense from last year,
okay.
and doing a scheme evaluation. Brad is the coordinator. He's leading everything, and we all are talking of how we see the play, how it's defined, and everybody getting on the same page.
Okay.
And I think with Brad coming in, and we all got to remember this is Pat's.
Yeah.
This is Pat's offense. You
yeah.
know, and we're going to do things the way Pat is describing for us. So we all have a few little new ideas, and we've been in different places, but
sure.
but we're all making sure we're all on the same page. We're all talking the same language. We all are saying exactly the same thing to the players that we're talking here. That bam, there's no mistakes. There's no miscommunication, and so the offense can operate. It's like I said, the backs are as important in the passing game as the wideouts and tight ends.
You such a brilliant career, of course, as a player at the University of Kansas, and you were a guy who you played quarterback there as well. So you were versatile. So you've had time on that side of the offense. But I love your track career, and you were someone that. Was, if I've got it right here, decathlon, you qualified for the U.S. Olympic trials in low hurdles.
In the intermediates.
In the intermediates,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but you, it's just such a varied thing athletically that it's got to be, as you look back, I mean, how amazing is that to be part of it? And you're also in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. You were inducted there in 1996. I mean, yeah. I'm just in awe of your athletic career.
Well, I was very blessed. You know, I came from a little small town of 400 population in the western part of the state of Kansas, and I got a scholarship to the university, the great thing that they let me do both. They let me play football and run track.
Okay.
And they said, don't worry about it. He says, that's part of your scholarship. You can do them both. And I had great coaches. I had Bob Timmons, who was the track coach at the time, and Don Fambro, who was the football coach. I had a great time, a great experience, I got to play the game,
yeah.
you know, play the games that I loved and enjoyed, and it was such a great experience and
well,
fun.
No, it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed following your career certainly in the NFL as well, and happy to have you here with us in Cleveland. I look forward to talking with you again too.
Thank you so much.
All right, Nolan Cromwell joining us. He is the Browns' new senior assistant to the offense here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show. show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge. And right now, you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick and take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney and Jim McGraw. Brothers of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Plus, special guests, Reese Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Cohen, Kenny Chesney, Jim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or we'll get it. Fast.
Yeah.
Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Right now, save up to $20 on Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads after mail-in rebate. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Joel Mallon, president of Alarm Force. Do you want a smarter and safer home? Then protect your family with an Alarm Force home alarm and an Alarm Force video relay. The Alarm Force video relay lets you see and speak with whoever's there through your cell phone. Full video and live-to-way voice together. Get an Alarm Force video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and just $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge. And right now, you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
And we are so pleased that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Thursday with us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Hey, you can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus, special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this segment, Conversation with Alex Marvez, is driven by Liberty Ford. I had a chance to catch up with the FoxSports.com NFL analyst at the Combine in Indianapolis, and I asked him if whatever happens to Peyton Manning will dictate everything else that happens in free agency.
You know, not necessarily, because I'll tell you, there may be some teams that just have their eyes on Matt Flynn going forward. There may be teams that just have their eyes on RG3, since we know where Andrew Luck is going.
Right.
Maybe it's teams that have just decided we're going to make the play on RG3. Maybe there's some that like Ryan Tannehill that we just don't know about yet. And at this time last year, if I were to tell you Jake Locker would be the 8th player pick, Christian Ponder would be the 12th player pick, probably look at me like I had 5 heads. It's just how it is. But, you know, quarterbacks have a tendency to rise, which is why I think Ryan Tannehill is going to be a very interesting guy to watch going forward, especially for teams that aren't able to address the quarterback position sufficiently in their mind. If they think that he's worth a first-round pick, Seattle, for example, now they won the coin flip today. Does he go at number 11? Perhaps a West Coast system, West Coast quarterback. Does he go there to the Miami Dolphins if they can't get Matt Flynn or Peyton Manning? Go for a Ryan Tannehill, since he was coached by Mike Sherman, Dolphins' new offensive coordinator, while he was in college at Texas A&M. So I think in some cases, if Peyton Manning is your cup of tea, yes, but there are going to be some teams that look at that medical and say, yikes. You know, I mean, yeah. There may not be as big a market for his services. And even though the Tom Kahn and his agent, that side is spinning, everything's great, Shangri-La, and he's working out, that is true. But 4 neck surgeries in a 2-year span, and a 36-year-old guy, and you don't know about the arm strength, and he was never the most mobile guy to begin with, I'd say not to disparage Peyton Manning, because he's one of the greatest quarterbacks, and he's at a different level,
sure,
in my opinion, Vic, just because he did so much more in so many ways. Calling the plays, every Tuesday, the game planning that would go in, Peyton would pick his plays,
right,
and then the coordinators would work around that. So I'm not doing that, but I just have to be very real about where this guy's at, and I think other NFL teams are going to do the same.
Matt Flynn, so intriguing, just because you're going to make a judgment on a very limited body of work. You're going to have to really trust your ability to project what he looks like as a consistent starter. I know you could say, you could look at those flashes of greatness, that final game that he played in the 2011 season and 6 touchdown passes, and say, what else do you need? But obviously you need a lot more than a single game, as great as that might have been, to know how sustainable that is. And that's the challenge. So help me figure out how the GMs in this league, how the coaches in this league, when they study Flynn as a potential pickup in free agency, are going to arrive at the conclusion that it is sustainable.
Well, I think you got to look at some preseason games. I think sometimes too, and again, Bill Polian gave me a great idea that they do, is sometimes they watch things back to back to back. Like, they'll look at 3 quarterbacks in a row, back to back to back, to just get an idea, how do these guys stack up? If you've got a real, like a cluster of players, wide receivers, back to back to back. Well, I think in Flynn, you're looking back to back to back from what his first preseason, or maybe second, third preseason game,
right,
to his body of work now against the Detroit Lions. And that was a flag football game, by the way. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but from the way the Lions were playing defense, that's how it was. So, you know, that was something that was going on there with Green Bay and Detroit. He cut him up. But I also look back to that game against the Patriots in his first NFL start, how the kid didn't flinch.
Sure.
The thing that is so hard for me to judge on him, Vic, especially if the Cleveland Browns do have an interest in him, which has been reported by the Cam Repository, not sure how legit it is, no knock on Steve or anything like that,
not
reporting, but we just don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's surrounded by so much more talent in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
From a wide receiver, tight end standpoint, and even the offensive line to an extent, because the Browns still have problems on the right side of their line, but so much more talent than what Colt McCoy had. And I think that is the real curious question. How much of an upgrade is he from Colt McCoy? Can he get by? If you gave Colt McCoy the same talent, where does he rank? And that is such a tough, because this is a Browns organization that's really, again, and it's redundant, but it's at a crossroads again.
Sure.
You know, fan base obviously get, you know, upset. You haven't won a playoff game since the team's been back. Quarterback position still unsettled. Got to decide, is Colt our guy, or do we need to move on? Because you're starting to get year 3 of Holmgren and Heckert. And after a while, the sands in the hourglass begin to run out if you're not able to produce on the field.
Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Alex, the other positions offensively, which is, of course, the focus of the Browns, wide receiver, offensive line, you have those needs, and you look at this draft, and then you have what they have going into this draft, the 9 picks that they have, and you know where they're positioned, and so forth. Are they in a good place to, given what this draft has to offer, to hit some real key needs out of this draft and find and have the success, because the run has been pretty good here the last 2 years of drafting defensive players, four starters in the last two defensive drafts, to have that same similar thing happen from offense this year.
You know, this is the thing that concerns me about this draft, and maybe some kids are going to start to really separate themselves in the minds of personnel directors, not media, personnel directors, but I only see three surefire picks in this draft is 1, 2, 3. Andrew Luck, RG3, Matt Khalil. And I see Matt Khalil as being with the Minnesota Vikings. I think when you're picking at number four, you're in a little bit of a tough spot. I don't know if anyone would want to trade up to draft a player. At number four, but it's funny. He plays bigger than he is. Mm-hmm. I thought the guy was Megatron. I really did, watching him play at Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
He's about 6'3".
Yeah.
And that's not a knock, but he's not that huge gazelle-type wide receiver.
Right.
He's not going to run the fastest either. Now, you look at him, you know, in games, and his football speed is going to be better than his track speed. In fact, I don't believe he's running here at the scouting combine, so he'll do it on his pro day track. But, you know, when kids don't run, it sort of raises a question, you know, well, why aren't you running? You guys trying to hide something? I mean, why not do it here? So I think if you're the Browns and you're faced with that scenario and no one else wants to trade up, and I don't envision anyone else wanting to trade up, you're probably going Justin Blackmon at four. You're probably going offensive line in the second round. You're looking at a right tackle there, because you're not drafting a right tackle that high up. You're not drafting a left tackle at that point in the draft. It's just messy, and you don't want to draft, and, you know, you don't need another corner. You know, you have Hayden, and he's obviously a young rising star. I just don't know if there's very much else that fits the needs that this team has, and I think it's too early to draft Trent Richardson. We don't know the status of Peyton Hillis.
Now, I was going to say, the next question was running back and whether Richardson, because that question comes up an awful lot from Browns fans, thinking, well, if you're in a quandary or have uncertainty with Hillis, you can go ahead now and get a Trent Richardson, but I worry about how high I want to draft a running back.
Yeah, it's the fair question. Can you get a Lamar Miller in the second round? You also have two first-round picks in Cleveland. You know, that's another great part of this, too, in this draft. So now you're going ahead. Your value is going to be with that second pick in the draft. And then at that point, you may be able to take best player available. I'm not saying Trent Richardson's going to be there, but keep an eye on Lamar Miller from the University of Miami. There's talent at the running back position. And then the other thing we have to find out, Vic, what is going on when it comes to free agency? What are the moves that the Browns are going to make?
Yeah.
How many of these things can we address? And that's why it gets a little bit tricky. And the other thing that I think is going to change the dynamic so much of what's going on right now is the fact that free agency isn't starting immediately after the combine. Vic, you know how it was. You know,
it was starting almost, it was at the combine, right? I mean,
so you'd have these deals that were set up in advance, and then all of a sudden, boom. Well, now we have a talk. You can go shop that deal if you quote-unquote, you know, tamper or whatever. You get an idea of the market, let's say. Okay, then you go back to the team, and you give the team a chance to go ahead and move some things around and go from there. Look at the franchise tags, how different that is. Normally, the franchise designations have to be in by now. At this point, now you're going to March 5th. So, again, more wiggle room going forward for teams to be able to work out deals like the Green Bay Packers did with JerMichael Finley to sign a player and avoid that franchise tag. So players that we think may be on the market now may not be done. Give you an example. What if the Chiefs go ahead and reach a long-term deal with Dwayne Bowe? All of a sudden, Brandon Carr probably gets their franchise tag, and one of the best corners and wide receiver combinations is off the market. So, again, this is what's so tricky about this and just very different than in previous years because of the deadline dates.
Quentin Coupels, a defensive end from North Carolina, is he fascinating enough to you to say there's the guy that if you're not 1,000% sure about the, quote, offensive prospect that fits a need, you go here and it's safe because he's you know, we're at this premium pass rush position. You're probably not getting a guy anything close to this anywhere else in this draft, and maybe even not in free agency.
Fair question. And you know, the free agency, again, another question. Is there a Mario Williams available?
Right.
I mean, you start with him, but Cliff Averill. I mean, you just go down the list of some decent pass rushers. I mean, very good.
May or may not be there.
Right. So you're going down that road. Look, Coupels, the big question with him is the motor.
Yeah.
You know, at times he shows it, at times he doesn't. Now, if you just have him standing there in a UNC uniform, you're getting flashbacks to Julius Peppers, which is great. Now, does he play like Julius Peppers? You know, that's the zillion-dollar question.
Quite a comparison.
You know, but it's not, you know what, if the Browns were to take him at number four, theoretically, I have no problem with that pick, just because, like you said, the premium at pass rushers, and you just hope that someone's going to be able to light a fire under him to keep him playing at a high level, you know, on a consistent basis.
And the comparison is, you know, you look at Jabal Sheard on the other side, that motor never stops. So so the standard's already been set that if you're going to be opposite him on that defensive line, you'd better be up to that standard, because that's what the expectation would be.
And I love love the future of this Browns defensive line. Italo Reuben, you know how about a big fan I am of him.
Yes.
I think the most underrated defensive lineman in the NFL. I think that this guy so phenomenal in being disruptive, making plays. He can just blow up guards, and he's never taken plays off. I think Phil Taylor's going to be even better in his second NFL season. I mean, hey, the groundwork's being laid on one side of the football, and it's just it's just so wild to me that now it's the offensive side that, that Mike Holmgren, an offensive specialist, is having to be built. It's a tricky deal.
Can you see, as you look at how things come together for the for the team? I mean, as competitive as they were, as close as they were in so many games, and now you look at the broader AFC North. You have a Pittsburgh team with all sorts of cap issues to resolve. And, you know, I know they're going to work out some, and maybe that'll solve a lot of things that that look like problems now. A Baltimore Ravens team that has some age on its defense, like the Steelers do, on you know, mostly on the defensive side. So can you see any openings and possibilities? And I say all this knowing full well that Cincinnati, a young team with some very young, talented people there, do you see any opening, any wiggle room being created in the AFC North anytime soon for this Browns team, as long as it's doing its part to improve, to have room to move up?
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Why not? I mean, look, hey, you just got to start splitting games, right? Let's say you can split games with the Pittsburgh Steelers to start instead of sweep, but let's say you can go ahead and split with the Baltimore Ravens. You know, you got to you got to beat your division rivals. I mean, Cincinnati, I think
you can't go 0-6 in your division.
No, I believe the Browns did. They Cincinnati beat them last year.
Yes,
I'm trying to remember in the opener. Yeah.
Yes.
So it was early on, and the Bengals shocked the world. Everyone thought Andy Dalton would lose on the road in his first game, and didn't turn out the way.
Set the tone for a really strong Dalton season, obviously.
And set the tone, unfortunately, for the Browns going the other direction. But, you know, you mentioned the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'd like to segue into something here about veteran leadership on the offensive side of the ball. If Hines Ward gets released by the Pittsburgh Steelers, forget about Mike Wallace and the Browns and all that, my feeling is make a run at Hines Ward.
Really?
Because he's not going to be the deep threat. But you know what? He's going to block like the Dickens. The guy is going to provide so much leadership inside your locker room about the way to do things. You know, I mean, on the offensive side of the ball, you have, I'm not sure how vocal a leader Joe Thomas is, but name me the offensive leaders. Name me the veteran guys that have been there. They're all guys that are in a
They're quiet.
Program.
I mean, they're guys who try to do it by example.
How about the swagger that Hines Ward would bring? Do you think,
bring that.
By the way, you think that this guy would want to get back at the Steelers twice a year if they snubbed him and didn't want him to return?
And think of the dance lessons he could be provided.
Amen. I tell
Especially
you what,
to me.
You know what, Vic? Aw, come on, dude. Rhonda says that you know all the moves on the dance floor. I know that's how you woot her. Come
yeah.
on, man. Mrs. Carucci, she knows, bro. Come on.
Yeah, they call me old tripper. Anyway, good stuff, great stuff. Alex, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Anytime, Vic. Take care, baby.
He is Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com, SiriusXM, NFL Radio, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150 for just $229. Four-wheel drive, chrome accents, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet.
Discount Drug Mart, the official drug store of the Cleveland Browns.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Roberts W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Hey Cleveland, Will Burge here for the all-new Menor Nissan. Looking for a new ride? Well, Menor Nissan makes it easy. Just jump online at MenorNissan.com and find the car that you want at a price that's clearly marked. It's that simple. My guy John Ashby and his staff will get you in and out in no time, and their service team will make sure your Nissan is always running like new. They're the team that I use, and you should too. For the lowest prices on Nissans, visit MenorNissan.com. They really do sell Nissans for less.
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4 on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. The cornerback just told you it's driven by Liberty Ford. Yours truly, Vic Carucci, with you until the top of the hour. Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now, and they're more affordable than ever with tickets starting at $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment, the conversation with a quarterback guru, is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Happy to be joined right now by George Whitfield. He is a professional quarterback builder. You should know that name because this is the guy who worked with Cam Newton before he became the top overall pick of last year's draft. That's really, George, when a lot of us got to know you. And thanks again for taking the time to join us.
Vic, thanks for having me. This is exciting. I'm really excited to go on here with you guys.
And let's backtrack, because really, George, you've been someone who's been involved with football and has been part of this for a while, but people just got to know you, and that's certainly when you and I met at last year's Combine as in Indianapolis. We were talking about Cam Newton, and you worked with him. He did the workout at the Combine, and obviously after the rest of it is at least short history. He gets the top overall pick by the Panthers and goes on to have an outstanding rookie year. But explain what a professional quarterback builder does.
I like to classify it as someone who works with quarterbacks to enhance everything they would basically do with a helmet on. You know, there are other people that'll make Cam faster and stronger. You know, there are other people that'll, you know, work on his, you know, flexibility and physical things of that sort. I work on their craft, and that's how they handle themselves on the field, from footwork to mechanics and fundamentals to how to read and react and respond to pressure circumstances and all the different, you know, impacts they're going to come up against on the football field. So, you know, different football concepts and all those things, that's what we work on. Their tool belt, you know, is fully loaded. So when they go out there, they have the full confidence to know that no matter what comes through, you know, that line, or no matter what comes through that other tunnel, I've got an answer for it. And that's pretty much how I would describe it.
And people should know that you're working with another quarterback who is earmarked to be the top overall pick of the draft, and that is Andrew Luck from Stanford. He is one of your students right now. Before we get into talking about Luck, I also want to just ask about your background, or tell our listeners about your background. You are based in San Diego, but just give us a little quick resume on your credentials.
grew up in Massillon, Ohio. I was a Massillon Tiger for those people that are, you know, follow high school programs and high school sports. That was, I think, one of the top five towns on ESPN, title town. Rich.
Yep.
Rich. And a long line of Whitfields played before me, so I got to play there. Then I followed Coach Trussell to Youngstown State, where I was a Penguin. I graduated out of Tiffin University and had a chance to have a long career at Tiffin, and held a couple records there up until some of these young guys started smashing them. And then I went from Tiffin University to working with Coach Ferentz at the University of Iowa. Spent a year there with that staff. Coach Bielema was there, now the head coach of Wisconsin. Coach Philbin was the offensive line coach, who's now the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. They're just a rich staff there, and I got a great education. I left Iowa to actually go back and play. You know, I was 22 years old, and it didn't seem right that I was going to coach from 22 on, and I needed to get out and exercise, you know, the player in me. So I went on a long arena football jaunt, and some great experiences, some great towns, and met a lot of guys. And by the time I was done playing and lived that out, I was ready to coach. I don't think you can really coach until you've answered all the calls internally that, you know, to be a player. And I think, you know, it frustrates some guys that didn't have that opportunity. Then they start coaching. I just don't know if they can, you know, it never seems like they really settle down. And I have no, you know, I never look at a football and think, I wish I was throwing this in a game. When I do look at a football, I think, how can I get this ball to travel out of my student's hands better? And so I traveled throughout the arena and landed in San Diego and got a great opportunity from Coach Cam Cameron, who I'd known since I was 12.
Right.
He gave
right.
me a chance to come in and be an intern with the Chargers, and just a valuable experience. You know, I'm basically a rookie. It was Philip Rivers' rookie year, starting anyway. We were going through that transition, and I felt like a science teacher who was among some scientists, and I just learned the game at such an accelerated rate. And why the such small things mattered so much. You know, we'd spend a half hour just on the snap mechanics in OTAs, just on the snap, watching Philip put his hand underneath and taking a snap. It was a 30-minute process, but the Chargers had no fumbles that year. They had no center exchange problems, and it was awesome just to, you know, why they go so in-depth on all those things. And then I slowly started training quarterbacks, and then got, you know, a couple opportunities to work with some young guys for the draft. My first guy was Hunter Cantwell out of Louisville. And, you know, hey, we hit the ground running, and that was a couple years back, 2009 draft, and now, you know, I'm fortunate to keep getting some opportunities like that.
Yeah, great opportunities. And I would imagine, George, that working with Cam Newton last year certainly drew a lot of attention to you and probably made it at least a little easier to have a guy like Andrew Luck sign up with you for this year.
It certainly has helped in a lot of ways. You know, with Cam, it was, and that's what you want. From my perspective, it's what you want. You know, if you feel that you're a mechanic, a surgeon, anyone that goes in and fixes or works on something, you want a challenge. You want a challenge. So you couldn't have gotten that better in Cam, in terms, at least in perception. You know, he came out and people were just lining up to point out all these different physical aspects about him that they didn't think would transfer up. Some of them fair based on what they thought they were looking at. But once I was on the ground and had a chance to see him, first, he was a very gifted young guy. You know, everything matters to him. Cam's a type A personality.
Right.
He's a hard charger. And getting a chance to go with him through that process, it impacted him definitely, and it impacted me all the same. So, yeah, you certainly, it feels good, you know, for people to turn back and, you know, tip their hat to you and say, hey, solid job there with Cam Newton. And it just gives you another at-bat.
George Whitfield from Massillon, Ohio. He is a professional quarterback builder based now in San Diego, working with Andrew Luck, among your other students. Let's talk about Andrew, the projected top overall pick, as you join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There seems to be, obviously, the first contrast is there were more questions, as you said, about Newton, and it was more of a contentious period for him leading up to the draft, not sure what he was going to be able to do as a passer. With Luck, it seems more defined that he is a guy who people see as having those good qualities and mechanics. So what is it that you're doing with a guy like Luck where there are fewer questions for him, George?
He's still working. He's still working hard. He still has things that he wants to go out and put time in on. And I think whether you play in Stanford's offense or whether you play in Auburn's offense, there are still things at that level in general that these guys don't get exposed to at the NFL level. So be it the pace and the tempo of what their drops and their footwork have to be, some of the routes that they have to be able to do, a lot of those things still carry over. So, yes, Andrew played, he had, more games to play at Stanford, and he had, more continuity around him in terms of his college coaches. But he is still, he's still learning and going after things just like Cam is. So, there's... I've been kind of answering this question quite a bit. Even sharp blades can get sharper, And I remember one reporter at the combine said, "What could you possibly be out there doing with Andrew Luck?" And I said, "Hey, Bruce Lee was still training. Even Bruce Lee was still working out." He's still 21, 22 years old, and he's still going up against a daunting jump, on to the next level. So, and he's type A, just like Cam. Those guys don't want to settle. And they don't want to take... That cool thing I learned from both these guys is Andrew doesn't want to take all the adulation you give him, and Cam's not going to accept all the limits you put on him. Both of those guys disconnect. They disconnect. They don't believe whatever it is, they hear about themselves. They do not believe it. They don't subscribe to it. And from that standpoint, I think that's what makes these guys... not just great students, but it'll set them up to be great players.
One of the things that really jumped out at people, maybe the biggest surprise from the combine, was Andrew running that 4.6 40. Did that even surprise you, A, and B, how does it factor into the overall work you're doing with him?
I think he had a great performance. He knew he was fast. He said it as much. He said, "Hey, I'm going to come out and, I think do well." And he told us that it back in Los Angeles. And I think it shocks people because I think they're, whether they're pundits or scouts or analysts, who, not too different from Cam, will not typecast him in a way. Hey, big kid, smart kid, very accurate, classic pro set, pro style guy. He'll probably get you something average, in all the measurables, and he comes out and hits a home run. And you see Cam on the other side, this big, almost avatar-type football player who ripped down the field against the SEC's biggest and best and, collects every big award on his way into the NFL and say, well, that was kind of get-it-and-go offense. What's sure. he breed and how's he process? How dedicated is he? Does he really love the game? And then he hits a home run and people say, oh, so he really did have those things. So both of those guys, they knew what they were already. Because that's them. And I just think it's fun to watch kids go out there and do those sort of things, and almost wish that the people wearing the suits on TV would do more observing and reporting than predicting and projecting.
Even though he's not a student of yours, are you fascinated with Robert Griffin III and all
absolutely.
That he brings?
Absolutely. And I think this is where Cam actually helped the draft. I think you're seeing Cam's impact on the draft. I think if Griffin came out a year before Cam, perhaps he might have been looked at as a project, as a long-term, semi-risk. I think when people looked at Cam as a risk, he at least played in the SEC, and they went undefeated through that. And he didn't have all these skill kids that RG3 had. But now you see a kid that comes out of Baylor, he's just a wonderful talent. And people are stepping back and saying, hey, I guess you could have a kid come in, built more like a sports car, and still be a steady, dependable, vehicle. It don't always have to be sedans. And I think that's what you're seeing with Griffin. This guy just blazed, to 40, and he's a track guy, so fast guys run fast. But when you put the film on and you watch all the many types of throws he was able to do, set and reset his feet, I mean, the kid's, I mean, he's immensely talented. Immensely talented in terms of his craft, playing quarterback, the position. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm absolutely excited about it.
George, we could talk with you all day. You are a fascinating guy to break down this quarterback position, and I really appreciate the time that you've given us, and we will check in with you down the line.
My pleasure. Look forward to it, Vic. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. He is George Whitfield, professional quarterback builder from Massillon, Ohio, and now based in San Diego. And he travels the country as he's doing today. We're catching him between stops. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org. At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Mayhem is everywhere.
Hi, I'm the automated hold system for your cut rate claims department. To get forwarded to the wrong person, press 1. To get put on hold for 40 minutes and then disconnected, press 2. To repeat your story to the entire company, including the cleaning staff, press 3. To do something that isn't stupid, hang up and get Allstate.
The only insurance company who guarantees your claim experience won't be mayhem. Like me.
Introducing the Claim Satisfaction Guarantee. Only from Allstate. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Only Allstate has claim service so good, it's guaranteed. To learn more or find an agent near you, visit allstate.com/satisfaction. That's allstate.com/satisfaction. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Splash-O-Mania sale is going on now
at Fred Martin Superstore.
Every used car price and payment
plus.
You save up to half off. See over 1,500 vehicles, 1,000 under $299 per month. Plus, get 0% used car financing for up to 60 months and put zero down.
Just sign and drive.
Chevy Cobalt's worth $15,000
plus.
Now $8,600. We have the best backed used cars in the business with a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, and you get 5 days to love your used car purchase or bring it back.
With our 5 days. Satisfaction guarantee.
Plus, get
3 years of oil changes and roadside assistance.
All free when you buy a used car from us.
Credit problems? ScoreMax 3 software will show us how to get your loan approved.
Guaranteed. Take a test drive and we'll give you 2 free tickets to the Cleveland Auto Show.
Fred Martin Superstore in Barberton at exit 16 off I-76. FredMartinSuperstore.com. 0% APR on approved credit up to 60 months. Maximum amount to finance is 80% of NADA loan value. Prior sales excluded plus tax and without fee with approved credit loan of 72 months at 7.99%. Offer on select vehicles. Used vehicles over 8 grand. See written documents for full details while supplies last. 1 fare per family.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
All right, back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Massillon, Ohio. I'll say it right, folks. I understand. Got a New Yorker dealing with an Ohio pronunciation, and I should know that. Chris Spielman, my buddy Rick Spielman from that area. You Stark County folks Again, my apologies, because I love Massillon High. I love Canton. I love the whole area. That's my whole, you know, going back there for the Hall of Fame is the best in the world. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our daily questions that I answer, ask Vic. You send them to the Browns official Facebook page. And this is driven by Liberty Ford. William, why waste our first two picks on a quarterback when there are so many other spots that need to be addressed? I don't need to be in the Super Bowl next year. I'm willing to wait 3 years for a dynasty. Well, William, your point is well taken about the perhaps overinvestment in one player. But again, if that guy's special, you don't pass on it. The rule of thumb with quarterback is if you've got a guy who's a special franchise guy, you get him when you can get him. Robert, why would they hire an offensive coordinator, meaning Brad Childress, and still have Pat Shurmur call the plays? Well, it's the model that other teams have used, the Philadelphia team from which both Shurmur and Childress come. They came from to join the Browns, did it that way. Andy Reid called the plays, but Marty Morningweg, their current offensive coordinator, and then when Childress was there as offensive coordinator, the head coach called the plays. That's just the way it goes. There's not really a right or wrong on this. Chris, which need is the front office looking at first, O-line or wide receiver? I know a lot of talk surrounding RG3, but why would we want to start over at that position again? And Chris, you make a valid point. He said this via Facebook, that when you get a quarterback, you are more or less hitting a reset button, but it doesn't mean the reset has to be prolonged, has to be forever, although I know that's a familiar song to Browns fans. Again, if you can get that quarterback, he's special, you get him, and then you address your other needs where you can address him. We want to thank Nolan Cromwell, we want to thank Alex Marvez and George Whitfield from Massillon, Ohio, Drew Boatner, Daniel Lavelli, and Dave DiNatale, our great producer. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll be right back.